Welcome to this podcast about Cirque Glaciers and Endicott Arm in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. An unnamed glacier hangs above a cirque on the southern shore of Endicott Arm, a fjord in the Coast Mountains of southeast Alaska that extends 33 miles northwest from the terminus of the Dawes Glacier to Holcomb Bay, about 80 miles southeast of Juneau and 47 miles north of Petersburg, Alaska. The fjord was named in 1889 by Lieutenant Commander Henry B. Mansfield of the U.S. Navy for William C. Endicott, Secretary of War under President Grover Cleveland from 1885 to 1889. Cirque glaciers form where conditions favor snow accumulation, such as on north-facing slopes sheltered from sun exposure and prevailing winds. Protected from heat and wind ablation, these areas retain snow that, given sufficient volume, turns into glacial ice. Nivation follows. A hollow in the slope is enlarged through ice weathering and glacial erosion. Ice weathering erodes the vertical rock face, causing it to disintegrate and form the concave circular basins known as cirques. Cirque glaciers occupy these basins and take on a distinctive circular shape, as wide as or wider than they are long. When they melt, they often leave cirque lakes behind. High above the cirque basin in Endicott Arm sits an unnamed hanging glacier, likely a remnant of a much larger valley glacier that once flowed down to Endicott Arm and merged with the Dawes Glacier. When a major valley glacier system retreats, tributary glaciers can remain stranded in smaller valleys high above the shrunken central glacier. These are called hanging glaciers. If the entire system eventually melts away, the empty high valleys left behind are known as hanging valleys. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.